This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Man, you were talking about craziness going on, right? All over the news. Come on. You have to be in a coma today not to have a clue as to what's going on out there. You know what I'm saying? I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I thank you for being with me each and every day here on The Real Side. You can find stations, times, and all that up on the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there as well. We also broadcast on GCNlive.com, and that's the Genesis Communication Network. You know, I'm watching how they're eating up the networks. Not just the networks. I have Fox, all of them. They can't get off this General Flynn thing. That General Flynn may or may not have spoken to the Russians. Probably did. See, unlike the left, I'm sitting here going, I'm not going to hide anything. He probably did. Right? Get a head start on things. Good, bad, or different. I'm not saying it's the right thing to do. So don't stick words in my mouth. But it's like the worst thing that ever happened. Right? This is the worst thing that's ever happened to politics. The Democrats actually have something they think they can sink their teeth into. But, you know, I know it. Some of you are going to go, oh, God, same old tired stuff. No, actually, it's the same old real stuff. No outrage with the email server being in the bathroom of the Clintons' home. Right? No outrage knowing that the Chinese and others probably broke into it. No outrage with all the emails that made fun of blacks, Hispanics, and Jews coming out of the Democratic Party. Not a one. But this, oh my God, the chance that he might have spoken to a Russian, not even an agent, a Russian official about sanctions. Man, I tell you what, you would think this guy was skinning cats live in the middle of the town square. I know, pretty gross, but you got my point, didn't you? Do you see how nuts this is? And they're going to grab on to anything they can to try to distract from the real issues at hand. First of all, can you, and I know you guys have heard this all day long, so I'm sorry if you're hearing it again from me. But can you imagine if this was President Obama's administration right after the Bush administration took over? I mean, right after he took over from the Bush administration? Can you imagine what the outrage would be if this stuff was... Look at the outrage. Look at the outrage that was there when all of a sudden the DNC emails were being let loose. Oh, my God, it was terrible. How could that happen? And then the other thing I think you've heard today, I'm not so sure. But when this phone call took place, alleged phone call, real phone call, whatever phone call took place, wasn't Flynn A private citizen? I'm not making fun of you. I'm serious. Wasn't he a private citizen? Because if he was a private citizen, then what we're saying here is that the government was listening to the phone call of a private citizen. And apparently they think that's fine. The Dems now all of a sudden find, it's what I've been saying all along. I know both sides do it. But it's exactly what I've been saying all along. When it benefits one side over the other, right, they're all for it. All of a sudden the Dems are good with it. So it's a double standard. Like I always say, it's a flat-out double standard. That's what my piece this week is. You know, head over to my website, therealside.com. The weekly piece that I write is up there. And I know it's Tuesday already. But every Monday, I write a piece that it may take a cup of coffee for you to read through. But it's up there. And this week's piece is called Impeach Trump, the Dem Double Standard. That's right. Yeah, they're digging and looking. Matter of fact, the idiots like Clooney and others were trying to impeach him before he took office. And I was actually making fun of them, saying, do you not understand how the law works? Don't you have to be an elected official before you're actually impeached? Or can anybody get that? Will that happen to anyone? I mean, this is the stuff going on up there is almost laughable. And you know what the Republicans need to do? They need to grow a spine, and they need to not lose sight of the target. If Flynn, let me breathe. If he is just a casualty of the war, fine. We deserve it, okay? Because when Donald stepped in there, knowing how nasty these other people were, knowing how much they didn't care about the law, they didn't care about what was right or wrong, he should have truly drained the swamp from day one. Okay? I would have been ready. I would have had people ready to go. I would have brought in people that have been in the White House already. All right, explain to me where these positions are. How do I get rid of this person? What do I do with this? I would have had that place cleaned out in a heartbeat. You know what I'm saying? All right. Boy, you guys are all... How's that better? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Guess who joins me after the break? No, it's not who you think. Jennifer Burke's going to join me from Politistic. We're going to talk about the quotas that Planned Parenthood has. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty Health Share for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty Health Share can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I'm very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, or head over to the website, TheRealSide.com. Listen, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can read the stories. But the best thing you can do on my website is buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those things that you were taught and told to hate over the last 8 years, and I hate to use this term, but you're going to hear it right from the horse's mouth, right? Why you don't need to hate and or be afraid of all those things. If you want ammunition for the left, you'll get it in the book. How to speak to those, the people on the left who are already afraid of you to begin with, already have preconceived notions of you. We need to break those. We need to change the way that they think about us. Not even a perception of us. We need to change the reality of us. Anyway, when I put out the promo for the show, some of you got really upset with me when I said, you know, Planned Parenthood really does have quotas. And, like, I'm building something up. But look at, I always tell you the same thing. I don't put out those stories like I have a clue, because usually I don't have a clue. I read them like you do. I read other stories like you do. I do a little bit of research. I do a little bit of homework. And then I bring on people that have actually done it, that actually understand it. and know more about it than I do. So I've asked Jennifer Burke to be on with me. She's a co-founder of Politistic and the editor-in-chief. And Jennifer, thanks for this first time on the show. Thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me on your show. It's a pleasure.
Yeah. And so, you know, when I talk about, I got to tell you, you'll appreciate this. Whenever I talk about Planned Parenthood, whenever I talk about what they do and don't do, I'll get an onslaught of emails tomorrow about how I have no business talking about Planned Parenthood because I'm not a woman, I don't have a uterus, and I don't understand the plight of a woman who gets pregnant and has to deal with another baby. So since you are a woman, okay, and you've obviously done the research, you know, Planned Parenthood is giving awards, is giving bonuses, or is giving the thumbs up to the stores, I don't even know what you want to call them, to the clinics that they have that that do baby killing and do it well, apparently.
Right. Right. I mean, we've heard from, you know, there have been people who have left the ranks of Planned Parenthood through the years who have kind of said what they experienced there. Of course, Planned Parenthood denies, you know, constantly and would have the claim that abortion is just percentage of what they do, which isn't the case.
Yeah.
But Lila Rose from, I believe, from Live Action got a hold of an award that a Planned Parenthood baby killing clinic in Aurora, Colorado received for increasing their number of abortions, the killing of babies from beginning of fiscal year 2012 to beginning of fiscal year 2013.
Wow.
So They are giving out awards the more babies you kill. And I'm sure there's incentives with that as well. I mean, we've seen Planned Parenthood caught in so many lies about their business practices, altering abortion procedures to get the quote-unquote best body parts so they could sell them. I mean, it's astonishing. And every taxpayer should be irate that their money is going in any capacity to an organization such as Planned Parenthood.
As we look over the years, and you know, there's been more heat turned up on them, thank God, more people are willing to take a chance into calling them out. And as you look what's going on, you know, what is it, almost, and these aren't made-up numbers, it's 88 to 90% of the Planned Parenthood clinics offer no services other than abortion to women.
Right.
So for a medical clinic that is supposed to help women with their reproductive health, help me understand something here, Jennifer. And I'm, you know, I barely made it out of high school, so it may not sound right, but I would think that reproductive health is all about making sure that the reproductive system works the way it's supposed to. And if my understanding is that an abortion actually stops the reproductive system from doing what it's supposed to be doing, right?
Right. I mean, you're correct. Planned Parenthood, in fact, recently, they removed from their website. They actually had a claim on their website that they provided prenatal care. They do not.
Oh my God.
They do ultrasounds, but only if the woman is going to kill her baby. They won't do an ultrasound for a woman who wants to keep her baby. That's not allowed. And the argument that, oh, they offer all these other, services, that they give people, referrals to go get mammograms or other cancer screenings. And there are such things as community health clinics. There are far more community health clinics around the country than there are Planned Parenthood, and they don't do abortions. So, you know, the way we describe them at Politistic, Planned Parenthood is a big money laundering operation for the Democrat Party in a lot of ways. They get a lot of taxpayer money, and then in return, Planned Parenthood pads the pockets of Democrats around the country. And that's how they're able to curry continued support.
Yeah, we've had friends and even people on the show that women that have said that in their early days when they went to Planned Parenthood for a pregnancy test, they were all pregnant, every single one of them. And it turned out that they weren't pregnant in a couple of cases. And, you know, they were willing to do the procedure, schedule it for the next day, that kind of thing. So not only are they deceitful in you know, in media, but they're actually deceitful the procedures in their practices, aren't they?
Yeah, and what I don't understand, Joe, is, okay, so Planned Parenthood people say, oh, you know, look, women need to be able to get free and reduced birth control from them, even though, you know, you can get birth control pretty cheaply at your local Walmart or Target or CVS Pharmacy or anything. But if they're giving away so much birth control, how are they performing increased abortions every year? I mean, is there something wrong with the birth control they're giving people? Is the dosage not accurate so that they could build their business? I mean, I've thought about this for years, that they could build their business and make more money killing the baby that's a woman gets pregnant with. It really all makes no sense.
Jennifer, they're buying that stuff online, you know, the birth control that comes from Canada and Mexico and other places. That's, you know, it's a third sawdust and the rest of it's actual medication. It's just crazy. If you just join us, Jennifer Burke is on with us. She's the co-founder of Politistic and editor-in-chief. It is amazing how whenever Planned Parenthood comes up, whenever it's an issue about the right trying to take rights away from women, they always talk about how having the baby would be a hardship. You know, Jennifer, a society that has gone from adoption being the only humane treatment of a baby you don't want to abortion being the only humane treatment of a baby you don't want, it just boggles my mind that we've made that turn, doesn't it?
It really does, and I don't know if you noticed, but, you know, Beyonce, Queen Bey, I'm sure you hear that a lot in California, it makes me sick, is now pregnant with twins.
Oh, my God.
And I saw on Twitter someone said, oh, it's amazing how suddenly it's a baby because a rich person is carrying it.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
I mean, people are praising. Even big-time pro-baby killers are just oohing and aahing and gushing over the fact that Beyonce is pregnant. Wait a minute. I thought it was just a glob of cells.
Oh,
I mean, what
that's
are you excited about?
That's a great point. Right. So she comes out because it's got to be early in her pregnancy, you know, weeks, right? I mean, hey, listen, we got to go for a quick break, Jennifer, before we come back. I want to finish up on that. I got some other things I want to discuss with you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll sit on the Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, don't go far. We've got Jennifer Burke on with us, and she's a co-founder of Politistic. Go heat up your coffee and come on right back. Member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always love being with you. Hope you love being with me, too. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. If you're one of those Facebook people, like you're on Facebook 24-7, although some people, I think they're on there, you know, 25-9. They've never gone on that thing. And so we're up there at the Real Side Facebook page. You can get with smarter people than I are in that Facebook feed, or chat room, as I call it, from the old days. So I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Let me get right back to my guest, because I don't want to waste your time. I'm enjoying our time with her. Jennifer Burke joins us. She's the co-founder of Politistic and the editor-in-chief. And again, Jennifer, thanks so much for joining me tonight.
Of course, anytime.
So, you know, I want to finish up a little bit, though. I want people to really think about this. You know, we've come to a society where you've got a few choices when it comes to when you find out you're pregnant. Either give it up for adoption, or you try to make it work yourself, have the baby and try to make it work yourself, and or you have an abortion. But those are not, here in California, when a young lady gets pregnant and she goes to what they call a care clinic here, which are clinics that don't offer abortions, they try to help you either put the baby up for adoption or work it through on your own. That abortion, I mean, that care clinic now, within the first few minutes, by law, within the first few minutes of being counseled, has to be given the numbers and the locations of the closest abortion clinics. This is law now. So now what we've said is, my God, you have to give these people the abortion information right away. They're afraid. They feel alone, and this is the first thing you're going to give them. As a society, it's flushing time. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, it shows that we have no respect for life in this country. I mean, it's really sad. That reminds me, I'm a big avid fan of Friday Night Lights. And there was a scene where Tammy Taylor, the coach's wife, she was a school counselor. There was a girl that came to her. She was pregnant, and Tammy gave her all these different resources. She didn't want, and this was not that long ago, she did not want to give the resource of Planned Parenthood and abortion, but the girl pressed and asked, and so finally she kind of mentioned it in passing. And even doing that in passing got her in trouble and actually lost her job. And here we are just a few years later from that big scene on television, where now you have states like yours that tell clinics whose sole purpose is to try to save the child and give a mother options, let her know how she can give her child life, forced to force their hand and say, you have to first present them with the ways in which they can kill their child.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just sad and sick. And you have some of these same people who are probably tearing up cars and storefronts saying, let them in to bring unvetted refugees into the country. But, you know, let them in and then let's kill the baby.
Yeah. It's always amazing to me when I hear those arguments. You know, I told you during the break that a while back, I think about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, New York actually had aborted more black babies than were born in New York hospitals. So I wrote a piece about that, and I wrote a piece about, you know, Margaret Sanger was not interested in women's health. She was not interested in women's rights. She was actually interested in making sure that the African-American, the black community, the undesirables, that's her words, not mine, did not flourish in this country, would not grow in this country. And, man, I got pounded on. But that's true, isn't it?
It is true, and I want to say to your entire audience, I am a black woman, so, you know, it is true. I would encourage your listeners to check out this site called Too Many Aborted, T-O-O, Many Aborted, and it breaks down the truth about Planned Parenthood and Margaret Sanger. There's a reason why most of the Planned Parenthoods are in poor black and now Hispanic communities. I remember a few years ago, I'm originally from Houston, the largest Planned Parenthood facility, oh, we call it Planned Butcherhood around here too, opened up in Sheila Jackson Lee's district in Houston because they're working to this day to fulfill her desire to rid what she called weeds, to rid the country of the weeds, the inferior race, which she saw as the black race. And they don't want to own up to that. I mean, they give Margaret Sanger awards. Hillary Clinton happily took the Sanger Award, and just like Democrats always do, they've rewritten history to try to make people not know about the reality of Margaret Sanger.
I'm always floored by that. I am always, you just said it. Can you imagine me, the white guy? See, if you're watching on camera, see, I'm pretty white over here. Can you imagine if I said, you know, I got a lot of them undesirables living down the street from me. I wish somebody would move them out of here or find a way to get rid of them. Can you imagine? They'd be burning my house down before the show was over, right? But Margaret Sanger says it, and she's hailed as a great crusader for women. There's a sickness there.
Yeah.
Right?
There's a Margaret Sanger interview. I forget who did it. You can find it online. It's like 30 minutes. It gives you great insight. Yeah. Liberals who want to say, oh, her words are taken out of context. Oh, no, you can hear clearly exactly what her purpose, what her desire was. In this country, it's very sick and it's disturbing that even and she got black pastors involved because she figured that was the only way she could sell her little plan to black people. And to this day, you have the Congressional Black Caucus pushing for, you know, what they call as health care killing children.
That would just be amazing. I can't even get the words out of my mouth thinking about it in my head. I would love to sit. I wish I was a black man because I would love to sit there at the caucus and go, I got a question for you guys. I got a little question here. Why is it that the majority of these places, these killing houses, are in black communities? And why is it that the largest percentage of abortions performed are performed on black kids? Why aren't we spending money on helping these parents, helping these women, as opposed to just aborting their babies? Can somebody answer that for me? They'd probably all pass out, wouldn't they?
Well, yeah, and they probably wouldn't want someone like you. Remember, they didn't want to let Alan West into the Congressional Black Caucus because, his political views weren't the right kind. But another thing that people often say is, why is it in this country it's far, far less expensive to kill your child than it is for someone to adopt a child?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it is really expensive to adopt a child in the United States. Yeah, it's not as expensive to adopt a foster child, but to adopt a baby, it's crazy expensive. I mean, I'm guessing it's government regulations, so we have that regulated so tightly that we have more children being aborted than being put up for adoption.
Oh, it's crazy. No, I agree with you. It's easier. And again, to get an adoption, you have to jump through hoops to get an adoption. Somebody was telling me it's about $35,000 by the time you get done. I did a story recently. See, I'm old, so Jennifer, I have a hard time remembering this stuff. But it was something like there's 20 some odd parents, 20 some odd couples waiting for. to adopt children for every one baby adopted. That means that for every baby, aborted. So every baby that's aborted, there are 25 couples that would be more than happy to take that child. And the state wouldn't have to pay. I'm tired of hearing these boneheads say, well, oh, sure, yeah, right. You guys are pro-life till it's born. Then you don't want to take care of it. No, I want it to go to a loving family. That's what I want.
Right.
Ugh.
Right. And, you know, it's if you look at the culture, this all plays, you know, there were time not that long ago where there were certain things that could not be shown, said, discussed, whatever, on television.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, you know, what you once used to see on HBO, you can see if you're just watching regular television.
Yeah.
I mean, all this stuff comes into play, you know, with the promiscuity that just plagues our youth, even.
Yeah, I was thinking right now, it just came to my head, the very first inference I ever saw about abortion on TV was, do you remember the show Fame out of the 70s?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah, there was a young dancer, and she had gotten pregnant, and she went to have an abortion, and she was sitting there, you know, the way they depicted it then, she was in a dark, dingy hall at one of those places that did them back then, and she was and she was talking about how she was trying to convince the nurse to convince herself this is the right thing to do. I have a career. I don't have time to raise a baby.
Right.
And I'm thinking to myself, wow, I remember that. That was like,
I remember that now, too.
Yeah, remember? And it was kind of like, hey, your career's more important. You have a life. This is okay. And so we started to sell. Well, actually, probably before that. But in the 70s, man, we started to become a real selfish society. The I don't know. You know, I don't mean to do this to you, but can you stay on one more segment? Do you have enough time for another 5-8 minutes or so or not?
Sure.
Okay, because
I
want to talk with you about the Chicago violence. Two young girls, again, two young, precious little babies in a van in Chicago this weekend were killed by gang violence. No outrage. These are children. These are gang members that deserve to shoot each other in the head. These are children. This is just so wrong. I'm Joe Machine, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a minute.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Yeah, this song ought to get me in trouble. We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and all those things that I like that you do. Listen, head up to the website. You can do it on Amazon if you want to, but if you go to the website, I'll get it to you as fast as I can. I'll even sign it for you, and it's the same amount of money. Buy my book. Seriously, just buy the, look at me, I need new shirts. Buy my book. It's called The Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, okay? All the things that you've been taught, that you've been told, that you've been pushed to hate over the last 8 years. I'm going to show you, if you buy that book, you're going to find out why you shouldn't hate. You're going to find out why that actually, those kind of people, if you don't mind me using those terms, they will protect you in most cases. Look at, we got right-wing idiots just like the left has them. But for the most part, we will protect you. We will do what we can to protect your rights. It's not what you think. And if you want to be able to deal with somebody on the left, my book gives you the ammunition you need to do that. And I do appreciate, again, like I said, the time that you're spending with me. I want to get right back to my guest. I'm enjoying having her on the show. Jennifer Burke joins us. She's the co-founder of Politistic and an editor-in-chief as well. And Jennifer, again, thanks for being with me tonight.
Of course.
You know,
thanks for having me.
Before I hit the violence going on in Chicago, we had a nice conversation during the break, and part of that was I talk about it a lot, but not enough. You know, everybody, the ugliness of abortion and what it means and that kind of stuff. But I think the abortion issue is an issue of value. Our young people don't know what the value of that baby is, what their value is as young people. They're missing love. Is it dads that are not doing the job? Is it families that are not doing the job? Because I just don't believe if these kids understood the value of the human life, they would be doing this.
Right. I mean, like you said, no value for life and no self-value. It would, I don't know the statistic, but it would be interesting to see what percentage of young girls that get pregnant have no father in their life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, granted, there are some women who are able to work three jobs and still be a good, strong, you know, mother and raise, you know, kids that go on and accomplish great things, but those are probably few and far between. For people that actually are able to beat the odds, you know, in that kind of situation. But the destruction of the family, I mean, as we've seen the rise in abortions and rises in teenage pregnancies through the years, we've also seen a decline of the two-parent family, you know, the mom and dad in the home together raising the kids.
Well, but Jennifer, if you listen to the feminists, they keep telling you we don't need a man in the house. We don't need
right.
two family homes. A woman can do it all. And I'm not putting women down, but, you know, look at the shows from the late 70s to date. You know, dad's a bumbling idiot. He can't get anything done. Mom has to come in mm-hmm. and save the day. There's no team effort there. There's no oneness between the two. One's a flaming moron, and the other one holds it all together. I mean, what does that teach the young people? Because, you know, TV is a big part of their lives. Again, I think it's what's molding their minds, don't you?
It is. Culture completely influences thought. I don't know if you know this, but just speaking of the feminists, Mary Tyler Moore, you know, the Mary Tyler Moore Show was seen as this, she was seen as a feminist icon. And Gloria Steinem tried to get her involved in the feminist movement, but she wouldn't do it because she was a mother herself as well in real life, and she said she didn't believe with Steinem's principles and philosophy. She said, I believe that there is a very important role for women as mothers in this world in raising their children.
Wow.
And I found out about that, found that out after she passed away.
My, that's interesting. Yeah, because you never hear that part of some of these stories.
Right?
You never hear that, right? All right, so I want to hit you up with the Chicago issue. It's one of those things that just frosts me to no end. And, you know, being a grandfather, and I don't tell everybody that, I try to hide that most of the time, but I've got two granddaughters, I've got two grandsons, and two little girls this weekend in Chicago, sitting in their car seats in the back of a van, and they were shot by gang members. They got caught in the crossfire, all right? They weren't looking, but I'm thinking to myself, when does this stop? And when does Mr. Obama, who talks about hating guns and hating crime and hating all this stuff, when does he go back to his neighborhood? When does Jackson get off his butt and stop playing around with mistresses and go back to these neighborhoods? When does Al Sharpton, you know, come out of the, get out from under his rock? I'm sorry for being so nasty, but they claim that they care about black lives. They claim that they care about the black community. I've never seen them. You know, they do a million-man march on D.C. Why don't you do a million-man watch on Chicago? Why don't you have those men take the streets back in the suburbs of Chicago or the inner city of Chicago and stop this garbage? Am I off or am I making it too simple?
No, you're not. I mean, it's proof positive that they don't really care anything about Chicago or black-on-black crime is the fact that anytime a conservative is in a debate with a liberal on television and a conservative brings up black-on-black crime, which is out of control, more black people kill black people than police officers kill or shoot black people, the conservative is accused of just trying to change the subject. And then they also try to shift, the liberal tries to shift and say, and turn it into a gun control issue and an attack on the Second Amendment. Because those guns are coming from states with more lenient gun laws, even though they have absolutely no proof of that. I mean, I was a teacher for 12 years, and I recall there was a school district I worked in, and we had a problem with kids being in gangs. And so one of the things, you know, they would talk to some of the gang members and leaders, and they would say, the kinds of things that were necessary in order to keep a kid from joining a gang. Because when kids join gangs, they're looking for a family.
Oh, yeah.
Once again, breakdown in the family. And they said, have things for us to do after school. Don't have all the lights turned off in the school parking lot, you know, once it gets dark. You know, and they just said some of the things that would help stop that. Why hasn't any of that stuff, has it been implemented in Chicago or, you know, Illinois, period? Rahm Emanuel, I remember a few years ago, there was a woman who said to him, you know, you come into the black neighborhoods when it's an election year. Otherwise, you don't care. You don't do anything to try to help us down here. You know, they put the money and all in other places, and you have Al Sharpton, you know, going to his million-dollar digs, and meanwhile, people are dying in the streets.
Yeah.
Obama, they want to talk about, oh, people dying in the streets from Obamacare. No, people are dying in the streets. It's not gun violence. It's gang violence and a lack of respect for life violence.
Yeah, you know, Elijah Cummings, who I love to pick on, and a fellow that I have on the show regularly, he'll be on with us later on in the show, Corey Duncan. He's out of Baltimore, and he says the same thing. Elijah Cummings can't find his district except on election year, okay? And when they're burning down CVS, all of a sudden he can find the place. He might see the flames from D.C., and that's how he gets there. But he said they only come out when they want the vote. And I'm surprised...
Yep.
That the left hasn't seen that yet. I'm surprised. Look, I think that Donald Trump's election, whether you're for Trump or against Trump, I tell people, it wasn't an election of a Republican. It wasn't an election of a conservative. It was an election to say, I can't stand you Republicans. I can't stand you Democrats. You've not done anything for us. Let's see what this guy might be able to pull off. And I think his comment, talking not just to the black community, but the inner city, is going, look, you've been voting for Dems for 60 years. You've got nothing. You've got nothing out of this deal. It just gets worse. And in my estimation, the black community gets hit the worst when it comes to education and stuff. How much worse can he do? I mean, do you agree with that?
I mean, it's true. I mean, the definition of insanity is to do the same thing over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And blacks have for far too long just allowed themselves to be taken advantage of. There is a group of people in Chicago that have stood up to the Chicago machine. They've made, you know, a group of black people made videos kind of exposing just the lack of care, concern, activity, or whatever for these so-called self-deemed black leaders like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson Jr. and Jesse Jackson. And they don't get a whole lot of media coverage. You know, the media have gone from the mainstream, left-stream, you know, media have gone from reporting information to try to shape thought.
That's right.
Which is why they only give you certain information that they want you to know and believe.
Yeah, I watch how the left stream media, if you would, treats the Democrats and how they allow them to shape the conversation. And I don't care what anybody says. Fox may or may not be on our side, depending on who's on there. But when you have five mainstream stations that are pushing down people's throats, you know, what the right is doing to the left and all this garbage, it does get to some people. But I'm believing now they've had enough. I'm believing now that people are going, look, I can't listen to news. I can't listen to either side anymore. I just got to do what I believe is the right thing to do. Jennifer, we're running up on the clock. Tell people how they can, you know, find your writings and learn more about you.
Yeah, you can find us on the online at politistic.com, P-O-L-I-T-I. Stick, that's STICK.com. Find us on Facebook at Facebook.com/Politistic, P-O-L-I-T-I, Stick.
Great, yeah. Hey, listen, people, if you can't spell stick, maybe this show isn't for you. You know what
well,
I'm saying?
Some people think you kind of hear stick.
Yeah, no.
Instead of stick.
But I'm thinking, you know, they've got Romper Room and Bozo and places like that. They can go back and learn how to spell. Hey, it's been a pleasure, Jennifer. Thanks for being with me tonight. I really do appreciate your time.
Thanks so much for having me. God bless.
Yeah, God bless you, too. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side of GCN Life. Don't go far. In the next hour, I got David Goss joining us. David started a site a while back called Trump Dating. TrumpSingles.com. Seriously. It's doing well. We'll be back in a few minutes.